come in 1906, first time. And then the second time my grandfather had come in 1917. And he writes in English. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm here now with my lovely and beautiful wife. And I'm having a great time at this beautiful sacred pool. I've just returned from the First World War in Baghdad for fighting for the British Army. I'm really lucky to be alive, and I'm very grateful to God for that. Then there's an entry in 1922, and the entry says, I am here with my little child. And the child is, of course, my father, who is 4 years of age. And he says, I've decided to nickname him Togu after the great Indian poet Tagore. And then there are entries 58, and of course, I wrote my entry there, why I was there, and I wrote a letter to my children and their yet unmanifest children and theirs, saying that one day you'll be here too, and you'll feel a little bit of the presence of the spirit of an ancestor. But then I told the priest, the family priest, the ancestral priest, I said, how far can you go back? And he said, how far do you want me to go back? So I said, go back one generation after my grandfather. So there's an entry somewhere in the 1880s. Of his father, but now it's in Persian because the Mughals were ruling India at that time. And then there's another entry, my grandfather's grandfather, in his handwriting, again in Persian. And then we went back 20 generations. You know, and the writing first is in ink and quills, and then it changes, the language changes from English to Persian to Hindi to Sanskrit, and then the writing is on tree barks and papyri. And he said, if you want, I'll take you back to before Christ, your ancestors. And they're all here. And there's a saying out there, you know, in this place. It says, generations come and go like breezes, but here you will feel the fragrance of your ancestors. So it put things in context for me. And it was a really, really beautiful experience. I wanted to share that with you. And so Shakti was upstairs a little while ago, and she said, what do you want to talk about? And I said, what do you want to talk about? And of course, you know, usually an author likes to talk about their latest book, which is Developing Intuition. But I've been with known Shakti for a long time. She's a good friend of mine, and I've heard her speak. And I said, in the context of, you know, the experience I'm having right now, having watched a soul that I was so intimate with, having left. I was revisiting in my own consciousness, what is a soul? And in Vedanta, which is the great Vedic tradition on which this whole center and everything else that we do is founded, in Vedanta, a soul is a confluence of meanings and contexts and relationships. So let me define that a little bit. You know, a context is a set of relationships. Like this evening, the context is Shakti Govain is speaking to all of us. That's the context. But that context is a result of all of you being here with all our karmic baggage and all our experiences of our past. It's me, it's her, and everything else that goes into making this place. So context is woven out of a set of relationships. How we interpret that relationship, and each of us interprets it a little differently because of our past and our conditioning, how we interpret that relationship is meaning. And the flow of meaning is the flow of life. And the flow of life is what a soul does. So a soul ultimately is not there if there is no relationship. A soul is derived from relationships. And in Vedanta, it is said that these relationships are unfortunately not original. There's nothing original about anything that we do. These relationships mirror archetypal themes, archetypal stories. You know, and these stories, of course, always have a victor and a vanquished, a sinner and a saint, a divine and a diabolical, sacred, profane, the dark night of the soul, the beatitude of paradise, forbidden lust, unconditional love, light and shadow. And these themes are eternal. And in a particular incarnation, we play out a few of these themes. So my father actually